The following message is brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
Good afternoon. God bless you. Amen. I want to thank all of you for being here today, first of all. That God is still smiling on us, regardless of the situation. It may look dim sometime, but God is in charge. God is always on the throne. Whether you believe it or not, God is. God is. Remember that word, God is. They said, what shall we call him? I am. I am. Today, if you'll allow me a chance to want to have a word of prayer, and then we want to go right into scripture. Scripture would be coming from the book of 1 Samuel, the 10th chapter, verse 17 to 27. And I will be reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. So when you get it, just park it there while I give God some praise. Father God in heaven, we come today as no other day, because this is a day of fresh anointing that you have given us. We thank you, Lord, for things being as well as they are. We thank you for your sunshine in our face. And we thank you for your S-O-N in our bodies. Lord, we want to give you praise right now for being such a good God. Father God, even when we was not so good, you made a way. And Lord, right now I want to ask you that you will anoint me with your spirit. Lord, move me out of the way that you may be seen. Lord, let the cloud of smoke come down that your Holy Spirit may dwell in. Lord God, bless everyone under the sound of my voice and bless those in other lands. Lord, just bless all over the place those that consider you as being Lord of Lord, King of King, and call upon your holy and your righteous name. Father God, bless our pastor today. Lord, bless his house. Bless everything that he touched that it be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom. Lord, your son said, not my will, but thy will be done. Father God, we praise you. We love you. We extol you. And we magnify your name, and it's in Jesus' name, amen. Coming from that First Samuel, 10th chapter, and starting there at the 17th verse, the word of God says, if you don't have it, it's on the board. If you have it, say amen. Samuel anointed Saul. Then Samuel called the peoples together to the Lord at Mizpah, and said to the children of Israel, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt and delivered you from the hands of the Egyptian and from the hand of the kings of those who oppress you. But you have today rejected your God, who himself saved you from all your adversaries and your tribulation, and you have said to him, "No, set a king over us." Now, therefore, present yourself before the Lord by your tribe and by your clan. And when Samuel had caused all the tribe of Israel to come near, the tribe of Benjamin was chosen. When he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by the family of Martin was chosen. And Saul, the son of Kish, was chosen. But when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore, they inquired of the Lord further, "Has the man come here yet?" And the Lord answered, "There he is, hiding among the equipment." So they ran and brought him from there, and when he stood among the people, he was taller than any of the people from his shoulder upward. And Samuel said to all the people, "Do you see him, who the Lord has chosen, that there is none like him among all the people?" So all the people shouted and said, "Long live the king." Then Saul explained to the people the behavior of royalty and wrote it in a book and laid it before the Lord. And Samuel sent all the people away, every man to his house. And Saul also went home to Gibeah. A valiant man went with him, whose heart God had touched. But some rebelled, saying, "How can this man save us?" So they despised him and brought him no present, but he held his peace. Just for a thought today, I want to depict this as, hold on. Help is on the way. You may be seated in the house of God. When I was reading that, I was impressed with the tallness of Saul. Kind of remind me of my pastor. From shoulder to shoulder, he's tall and impressive. Help is on the way. Hold on just a little while longer. Let me tell you that when God sanctions your position, he will allow the proper thing to arrive that will validate your position or your leadership. You don't have to worry. In the body of Christ, every joint is supported by the Holy Spirit. Every person that has a part in the body of Christ, God will validate your position. Now hold on just one moment. Somebody have to be I don't know what it is. My wife's saying something. I must not be looking right. But nevertheless, I got... Thank you. Okay. Sorry about that. I don't want to get upset. Everybody can't be the head in the house of God. Somebody got to be the last joint on the little finger. Someone got to be the toenail. But I can assure you of one thing. That if you're a child of God in the body of Christ, you ought to be rejoicing. Is there any rejoicers in the house tonight? You know, you just glad to be in the body of Christ. God says somebody got to be last. Everybody can't be first. So you don't have to get upset and worry about your position in the house of God. Somebody got to be the little finger. I'm in the body. You can rejoice and be glad at that. Now, Saul was anointed and went home to Gibeah. And the city was saying, how can this king, how can this man save us? Chapter 11 opened with Nahash, the Ammonite. And it says that Nahash, the Ammonite, he decided that now that Israel has become a monarchy, they don't know anything about having a king. He had not had time to even raise up an army. So he decided to go down to a little town called Jabesh Gilead. And when he went down to the town of Jabesh Gilead, he had his armies to surround that little town of Jabesh Gilead. And when the men of Jabesh Gilead looked out and saw Nahash and his army had them surrounded, they decided that we can't fight against Nahash and his army. I said, the best thing that we will do, we'll just won't even put up a fight. They decide that we can't fight Nahash and his army, so the best thing for us to do is just surrender without a fight. I want to tell you something this morning, that it doesn't matter what the devil threatens you with. Never give up without a fight. If he take your children, son, I don't dope. Wife won't come home at night. All night long, and then your young daughter's out on the street. But I want to tell you, don't give up. I want you to make up your mind and say, I don't care how big your army is, I will not surrender to the forces of evil. And Nahash said, the men said to Nahash, you don't even have to fight. We're going to just give up and surrender to Nahash. Nahash said, the only way that I will sign a treaty with you is we line up all your men and let me pluck out their right eye. Now the Bible said that he did not say this to weaken them, but in order to lay a reproach against them. In other words, to embarrass them. Everybody knew that three times a year, all of the men of Jabesh Gilead had three meetings with God. And when I read this, it said that they would meet down in Shiloh. I don't know how it ended up being Jerusalem, but at that time it was Shiloh. For when Hannah and her husband, Elkanah, they would appear before God in Shiloh. And I wonder how Shiloh was replaced by Jerusalem, but if I kept on reading, Eli had two sons. His son, Hophni and Phinehas, they were priests. But they was not after wholly dedicated to God. So when they took the ark into the covenant, it was stolen by the Philistine. And the ark of covenant, there was no need to bring the people back to Shiloh. You understand, because the ark of the covenant represented God. It was a little box about 2 feet tall, 2 feet long, 4 feet high, and in it was the table of stone, and then on it was the manna, and then Aaron's rod was in it. On top of it was the mercy seat covered with pure gold. Two angels facing inward to each other to protect the mercy seat. So when Moses would go in to pray and talk to God, the smoke would come up from the Ark of Covenant. God said he wants his people to come into his gate with thanksgiving and enter into his court with praise. Yeah, God had to create a cloud. When you worship God and when you praise him, you make a cloud that God's spirit can dwell in. That's why he said, I want my people to come through my doors with thanksgiving and in his court with praise. That's what God wants us to do. When we come in, we should be happy to be in the house of God. And he has said to the men, you will have to line up and let me pluck out their eyes. This meant that every year when they came before God, they would come in like this with one eye out. And the men that was there from the other town, they would say, they from Jabesh Gilead. Remember, Nahash plucked out their eyes. But the men said, from Gilead said, Nahash, he said, give us 7 days to see if we can find any of our brothers to defend for us. Nahash said with a smirk, he said, I don't care. He laughed at him. He knew that they couldn't find no help. In the meantime, the newly elected king, Saul, was in the field plying with his oxen. He went on back there, and when the men of Jabesh Gilead got to Gibeah, where Saul lived, when Saul lived, Saul was out there plying, and the peoples was in town weeping and wailing and crying. And when Saul come up out of the field and went into town, the peoples in town was crying. Saul said, what's the problem? What's going on here? He said, Saul, let me tell you. Said, the people from Jabesh Gilead, they sent their emissaries to tell us that Nahash and the Amorites had their little city surrounded. And the only way that he don't attack them is that they would let them pluck out their right eye. And the Bible said that when Saul heard this, Saul got angry. And when he got angry, the Bible said that the Spirit of God came upon him. Your Holy Ghost ever made you angry? We ought to get angry when we hear things about what the devil is doing to us. While we claim to be children of God, we ought to get angry with the things that are going on in our neighborhood. We ought to get angry when we see that he's turning our cities into a drug-infested crime den. We ought to get angry when God tells us what to do and we don't do it. We ought to get angry for the things that the devil is doing to us. For we are told that these things shall follow them who believe. They shall cast out demons. In my name, he said, in my name, they shall lay hands on the sick. And the devil shouldn't be whooping on us. We should be whooping him. Every day, every year, it seemed like someone is dying. But God said we ought to be laying hands on people, laying hands on the sick, raising up the dead. It seemed like we ain't able to raise nobody. But God said, you know what I gave you? I gave you power to spread over serpents and scorpions. I gave you power to always come over the enemy. God said, I gave you power to heal the sick and raise up the dead. I think we ought to get angry and tell the devil, we're not going to take it anymore. We had enough. We're drawing the line. And I'm going to dare you to cross it. We ought to get angry when all we can do is help one another. We ought to be able to come into God's house with thanksgiving, enter into his courts with praise. The enemy ought not be whooping upon us the way he's doing. We are children of God, and if that's so, then as a child of God, we are armed and we are dangerous. We have the weapons, the tools of the warfare of this world, because all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus and everything will be all right. I believe you ought to get angry when the devil tell you you can't have no part, no health in your house or no heartaches in your house. God wants us to know that we ought to get angry when they turn us down at the bank. God said his word that all you got to do is ask anything in my name and it shall be given to you. Yeah, to the enemy, you ought to tell him, get down under my feet where you belong. I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm just tired of going through what I'm going through. But if you got God on your side, weeping may endure for a night. But I want to tell you that joy going to come in the morning. You hear what I'm saying? You ought to let somebody know, I got help. Help is on the way. If you got Jesus, you got all the help you need. You got power, dunamis power. That power that will stand the test of time. You got power to tread over anything that you want to. God is your help. I want you to know you ought to tell somebody, I feel like going on. I feel like the Spirit of God is up in here today. I feel like I can take on stronghold. I feel like God is in the world today. I ain't giving up, not today, but God is your help. God is who you depend on. God is all we need. God is all we need. You hear me? God. That's all we need. I think somebody ought to say, I ain't going to take it no more. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to stand up. I'm standing up for God. I'm going to have God's way. I'm going to do what he tell me to do. I'm going to do what is right in God's house. I'm going to just have God's way. I'm going to let God have his own way. I got to tell you, Saul, he got angry. I don't know about you. I know I heard when the Holy Ghost come upon people, I'm used to them saying I got happy. I got to start talking in tongues. But now when I hear this, that God said that he got angry. Saul got angry. I think that you and I the ones that know about God ought to get angry. We ought to get angry when we look around and see what the world is going through today. We ought to get angry at all those things that come upon us while we just sit and do nothing about it. I tell you, we got to get down on bending knee, talk to God about it. When we talk to God, everything will be all right. I know it. I tried him. I know all about it. God will make a way out of no way. You sitting there thinking nobody cares about you, but God is seeing you. God is looking right at you. While you thinking nobody cares about you, you can be like David. When David thought that nobody cared about him, David looked down in the north. He saw wall clouds in the north. He looked in the south, and the enemies was in the south. He looked down in the city gate. His own son Absalom had leading the rebellion against him. David said, I know what I'll do. I won't look to the north, south, east, or west. I will lift up my eyes to the hill, which cometh my help. All of my help. Come from the Lord. All of my help come from Jehovah Jireh. All of my help come from Jehovah Nisi. All of my help come from the fruitful hand. Oh, you ought to tell somebody. Do you know where your help is coming from? You got help? Help is on the way. Help is on the way. Saul said, go tell the men down in Jabesh Gilead, if you can just hold on till the sun get hot. Oh, he meant by the time noon get here tomorrow, you shall have help. You don't have to worry about anything that Nahash said. By the time the sun get hot, all your trouble will be over. That's one thing I like about God. Because God set the army in the wee hours of the night. And when daylight came, the battle was already over. Because they come in the wee hours of the night and they got rid of Nahash and his whole army. You don't have to worry about what the enemy is trying to do to you. If you can just hold on till the morning, everything will be all right. Help is on the way. I want you to know that Jesus is your help. All of my help come from the Lord. All of my help come from Jehovah Jireh. The enemy might come upon you, and he might say, I'm like the big bad wolf. I'm going to huff, and I'm going to puff, and I'm going to blow your house down. But you don't have to worry about what the enemy is saying to you. I want to tell you, just hold on the way. Don't jump off of that bridge. Don't shoot up on dope. Don't throw your life away. Help is on the way. If you're a child of God, you're looking for help in the east, but God is sending from the west. But if you're a child of God, help is coming from somewhere. I want you to know that in the morning, everything gonna be all right. You ought to tell somebody, help is on the way. You ought to tell somebody, I got help. I got power. I got Jesus. I got Jesus. I got Jesus. I got Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Can I get you to say Jesus? Jesus. 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 Oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm reminded of the time when Sennacherib
sent that threatening letter to Hezekiah. Hezekiah got that letter. He took it into the temple, laid it on the altar before God. Said, God, this is your mail. I came forward, standing up against Sennacherib and the Assyrian army. It says that same night, God took one angel. He didn't bother to mess with Gabriel. He didn't bother to get send Michael. He just simply looked over in the corner and said, hey, you, go. And one angel got down into that Assyrian camp. And by the time he got through flapping his wing, 185,000 soldiers was there. I want you to know, you ain't got to worry about what the enemy is going to do to you. God is your help. Oh, I tell you that. God, this is your mail. I can't do it by myself. I can't do it on my own. But as I get ready to take my seat, I'm going to tell you that while you're feeling sorry for yourself, I know you come to church and you have a good time. But when church is over from your good time, the enemy try to bring you to a pity party. I want to tell you, stop feeling sorry for yourself. Hold on till the morning. Help is on the way. You got power. You got power. You got power. Unspeakable power. God is your help. When you start feeling sorry for yourself, you can look to the hill which coming all your help. All of my help come from the God. And I want to tell you something just before I close. I don't care how sorry you feel for yourself. You ought to tell somebody, I'm going to pray my way through. I'm going to pray through my heartaches. I'm going to pray against all my disappointment. I'm going to pray against all the evil. I'm going to pray my way out of all my situations. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to tell God all about it. Why don't you come on, give God some praise. Glory. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God is better. God is everything. God is. God is. Come on, tell somebody. Tell somebody. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. I love Lord, He heard my cry. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody, give God a hand clap of praise. The doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open. Stand to your feet. The doors of the church are open. If there's somebody here who has yet to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the best thing that could happen today is that you, and you know who you are, stand.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message.